It says here, Bethany, you go for it, ma'am.
Yes. Actually, I was calling about a virus, but you were just talking about adrenals and actually high altitude. I'm just getting ready to go on a high altitude backpacking trip, and I solo, so I need to be in really good shape. And right now I'm taking Cortrex from Thorne, and just one pill a day. But I recently weaned myself off of this metoprolol they gave me because many years ago I had supraventricular tachycardia.
Yes.
But I haven't had any problems like that for years. So
good.
I gradually weaned myself off. But now, when I finally got off the last part of it, because I was on like a quarter of a pill or half a pill every other day, I'm noticing that the reason I was taking that is because I had such bad dizziness that I couldn't work. So now I've noticed just a little bit of dizziness has come back. And, of course, being up there by yourself in the mountains,
yep,
you don't want to get dizzy and fall off a cliff.
No,
so
ma'am.
I'm wondering if I need to increase that dose maybe by an extra pill or not.
Well, especially if you had taken it before, ma'am, and it didn't hurt you any, which it usually doesn't. It usually messes with men's sex life, but that's not a problem for you. So especially if you did it before and didn't get it hurt, it's probably very wise to do that. Now, there's one other thing.
No, I'm taking Cortrex every day, one pill.
Oh, yes. I thought you were talking about the metoprolol, ma'am.
Yeah, no, I recently weaned myself off of that. And
oh,
as a result
of
that, I noticed a little bit of the dizziness has come back, which is the reason I was assigned to Cortrex originally.
Yeah, well, you might want to if you're going to be up in the mountains. And this is totally up to you, but you might want to consider taking the metoprolol with you in case you get some dizzies, ma'am. But it does sound like overall, you really need some additional adrenal strengthening, ma'am. And again, that's something that all the docs at Tahoma Clinic know what to do about. There's a number of things that are known, but there's a number that you need to talk to a doctor about because they just don't get heard about much, and yet they help.
Oh, I have Dr. Sherman, but I'm getting ready to leave so soon that I'm not going to be able to make an appointment and get in there.
Okay, ma'am. There's one other thing
you can do. This is something that just occurred to me as I was listening to you, and I'm going, oh.
Okay. Well, if you got a question, shall we go? If you do, why don't you hang on till after a break? I'm encouraged to do that on time, and I know there's commercial announcements, but we'll get back to you if you still have something else, ma'am.
That will be fine. Thank you very much.
Bethany's other concern. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. Okay, so did we solve the thing about whether I should take some extra Cortrex when I go up to the mountains a couple of weeks?
Especially as the Cortrex is particularly helpful, ma'am, for the adrenals. And so far, I've not run into any side effects ever except for one person who took one pill and got allergic to it, and we just had to desensitize her. But other than that, yes, I would do that. Can't hurt a thing.
Thank you. The reason I originally called, thank you so much, is I have had some form of virus, I think, since April, and I can't get rid of it. First thing was a cold, it seemed like, and it took me like 6 weeks I thought I eradicated it, so I stopped treating it, and in a few days, I got a flu, not a really bad one, but a flu. So I had to treat that, and I finally thought I got rid of that, and I stopped treating it, and here comes back the symptoms again, except now it came back as laryngitis. And
oh,
so I treated the laryngitis. I didn't have any other symptoms. That was several days. I thought I got rid of it. I stopped treating it. It's back again. So it's like I can't get rid of it. I've treated it with the A&D bomb, several courses of that. I have taken silver. I have taken oregano. I have taken potassium iodide. I cannot seem to get this virus to leave. I've also been down to the clinic and had a course of IV vitamin C. I increased my vitamin C because I was listening to you before. I was taking like 16 grams a day, which makes me pretty socially unacceptable. But that's everything I've tried, and I still can't get rid of this. And otherwise, I'm really healthy. I don't take any pharmaceuticals except Ambien because I haven't been able to sleep for 20 years. But other than that, I take a lot of supplements, and I eat non-GMO, gluten-free, and I'm extremely lean. I don't have any extra weight. I get lots of exercise. What do I do? What would you do if this was you?
Well, a couple things, ma'am. You are doing a lot of things to attack that virus. And you also, with the vitamin A and D bomb, so-called, are helping to support your immune system. But sounds to me like that immune system needs more support, because once you think the symptoms are gone, the silly thing comes back. It's not so silly. It's trying to find a home. And your immune system isn't preventing that as it should. So you happen to mention kind of on the lean side. What is your height and weight, ma'am?
I'm sorry? What?
What? You mentioned you were, quote, on the lean side, unquote. What is your height and weight, ma'am?
Oh, I'm about 5'4", or maybe and a half, and I weigh probably about 93 or 4 pounds.
Okay, and have you been that way most of your life?
Yeah, I've always been pretty lean.
Okay, well, with a low blood pressure and the 5'4" and the 94 pounds, that definitely sounds like weak adrenal glands. Here we go again. So I'm sure glad you're working on building your adrenal glands. However, the old major gland that helps to promote the immune system actually doesn't just promote it. It is a large master or mistress, depending on one's gender, of one's immune system. It's called the thymus gland. Now, there are a couple of things that really support that thymus gland. One of them happens to be zinc. People can use zinc supplementation. They can also eat a bunch of oysters because there's a lot of zinc in oysters.
I do take zinc that's 30 milligrams zinc and 2 milligrams copper, the one that you recommend. I take one of those every day.
Good for you, ma'am. And you might be wanting to get your levels checked to make sure that's enough for you personally. It's hardly ever too much, but you might get, once you get your levels checked, one of the best ways of doing that is with a hair mineral analysis. Which one can get it in Meridian Valley Lab. Now, here's another thing.
I did. I actually had hair mineral analysis
good for you.
Done in the past through your lab.
And do you remember what your zinc levels were?
I didn't have any things that were deficient or, you know, too
Yay.
High.
Okay. Another thing, that thymus gland is supported by another product that's very similar to the adrenal cortex stuff you're using. It's just called thymus, and it's put out by Standard Process. I don't know if Thorne has it, but it's put out by Standard Process. And that helps the thymus gland to become stronger if there's enough zinc around to do so. Also, there are the fetal animal thymus glands, and those can be quite effective. In fact, for chronic hives, we use thymus and spleen, and the chronic hives always go away, and that's an allergic thing, not infectious. But the thymus gland also has to do with keeping the infections away. I'm pretty sure you've had your white blood cell count checked to make sure you got enough of those little defenders. And if you do, that's fine. So
I don't
looking,
know if I ever had my white blood cell checked. Well, but I can tell that I had massive amounts of mucus, even though I kind of stressed right now, and my lungs are still, mm-hmm. you know, so there's lots of white blood cells there. I haven't got rid of mucus in my lungs yet. I've still been taking, you know, all the things to try and suppress it, and I don't have any right now because I've still been treating it again. I don't have the laryngitis, but I have tons of white mucus coming up from my lungs.
Well, sounds like you are fighting it. I'm sure glad it's not yellow mucus. That means that it's
it's nice
infection.
And white.
That's good. Okay, well, again, I take a look at the health of that immune system, talk to the physician you work with about what other things you can do to build that immune system health, because you have been going after the virus, the germ, whatever it may be, with stuff that usually kills it. But if it kills it temporarily and then it comes back, it sounds like that immune system definitely needs a boost, ma'am.
It sounds like maybe the fetal animal thymus is probably the best thing to try.
Try what, ma'am? Oh, yes.
Fetal animal thymus.
Yes, but only after you've taken a look and contemplated the other things that it can help boost, because it isn't super expensive. It's not way up there with the anti-cancer $200,000 drugs, but it is a little bit more expensive than the average supplementation, ma'am. So I talked that over with my doctor.
How different is that from just the regular thymus? I mean, as far as...
Very, ma'am. Very. It literally can rejuvenate a gland, and the regular thymus can help rebuild it, but it doesn't do as well as the fetal animal stuff does.
Okay, well, that sounds like something that I'm going to approach then as soon as I get back from my vacation. So I really appreciate your time and your wisdom. I figure you have to live to be 150 because I listen to your program, you know, whenever I can. Almost every weekend I'm able to do it, and I have learned so much. You are just a blessing. I mean, a total blessing. I mean, I'm in condition where there's people that are a third my age that couldn't follow me up the mountain, and that's a sad, you know, commentary on them, but I'm in that condition because I've learned so much about alternative health.
Welcome, ma'am. I'm sure glad you have, because we've got to take care of ourselves in order to stay healthy. Yes, hospital emergency rooms are useful in emergencies, but for just plain staying healthy, all that patent medicine stuff out there should be banned from use.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Well, I'm about your age, so you can imagine, and I have, you know, no diseases, you know.
Yay.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.